on. And that is the reason why I want us to be bold enough, with confidence, approach this table this afternoon, trusting God for everything, that every reason this table was prepared for it to come to pass in our lives, our homes, in the name of Jesus. Brethren, come with me to the book of Psalm 23. As we agree with the word of God this afternoon, because this word is a and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 23, verse 5 says, "You prepared a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings." When you partake of God's blessings, your cup will overflow. When you partake of the table prepared by the Lord, you will be honored and your head will be anointed. The enemy can do nothing but to agree with what the Lord says concerning your life, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Brethren, this table that God prepared, He prepared this table for your future. This testament for saying that this was the words God said in the Old Testament. But we thank God that the one we're going to share His blood today is a New Testament and is fulfilled in His life for you and I. Jesus Christ being the New Testament, we are standing here today. The words say in the Old Testament come to pass in the New Testament for you and I. It was said to set you free. The Bible said in the book of Jeremiah chapter 9, God says, according to what God said, "I knew you before you were born." Brethren, this table was prepared to set us, to separate us from sins and evil. Brethren, this table was prepared so that your enemy will see and know whose child you are and know who you belong to. Brethren, this table was set so that people will know that you're not an ordinary person, to the level that someone died for you instead of you to die. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 53. Praise the Lord. I just want us to agree with the word of God so that while you are partaking of this, you know what this blood has done. You know what you are putting into your heart. You know what you are putting into your life. Because it's an assurance. It's a covenant. God said that He has given us a covenant, the covenant of life and peace. In this blood, as you are taking this today, you will receive peace. You will receive life in abundance in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For us to draw our attention more concerning this blood, the word of God says in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. Praise the Lord. And it says, "But He was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole." Jesus Christ was beaten so that you, in every brokenness in your life, you were made whole. Amen. Hallelujah. He was wiped so we could be healed. Praise the living God. Jesus Christ was crushed to get rid of every brokenness in your life, every shame, nakedness, because Satan has come to naked you and I due to our sinfulness. But Jesus took the guilt. Brethren, Jesus took the guilt because He says in the word of God that it was the will of our Heavenly Father that Jesus Christ must be crushed to erase your old records and transfer them into the new record, or better still, to the new covenant. Praise the living God. Brethren, through this crushing, gushing of the blood, Jesus set us free. Amen. We are alive today because of this blood. Praise the Lord. The life of Jesus Christ was made an exchange for your life and my life through this blood. Hallelujah. I want us to approach this table, brethren, with that humility and the love for the work of completion in our Christ Jesus. Brethren, I want you to stand up as we honor God. I want you to stand to receive with confidence, with the assurance, with the belief that God has called you for this table. It's not prepared by any man. We can see them made by our ushers, but this was the covenant. The Bible said, do this in my remembrance. I want you to approach and receive this with thanksgiving in your heart. Brethren, ushers, I want you to share.
Create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, O Lord. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Oh, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew thy spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, O Lord. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, oh, and renew thy spirit within me.
Create
in me a clean heart, oh Lord, and renew thy spirit within me. Spirit within me, cast me not away from your presence, O Lord. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, oh, and renew thy spirit within me.
Cast me not away
from your presence, oh Lord.
Take not
your Holy Spirit from me.
Restore
unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew thy spirit within me.
Yes, Lord, Daddy, you will not cast us away. You will renew the right spirit within us, even as you are teaching us, even as you are touching us, even as you are leading us. In the name of Jesus. Luke chapter 22, verse 19. It says, he took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it in pieces and gave it to the disciples, saying, and God broke it in pieces and gave it to World Fountain Christian Ministry, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this to remember me. Brethren, God gave his disciples, he gave World Fountain Christian Ministry and said, do this in remembrance, meaning eating this, you remember me. You remember my suffering. You remember my fall. You remember all that I have done for you. Brethren, I want you to pray pray life into that blood as you take it. Ask God, as you have sang a song, renew your spirit. Renew the right spirit. Do not cast us away, that whenever we appear, Jehovah, you will hear, you will deliver. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Daddy, your blood, your body, King of glory, you are wiped for us to be healed. Daddy, let every healness, let everything that the blood has broken, we decree and we declare, Lord, that we will receive as we partake of it with that confidence and that assurance in the name of your brethren. Speak to the blood, speak to the body of Christ, so that when you take this body, your body will be healed. That everything that is not complete in your life as you partake of this body of Christ this afternoon, you will receive completeness, you will receive wholeness in the name of Jesus. Are you sick? Are you sick? Through this you will be healed in the precious name of Jesus. Shall we partake of the body of Christ with confidence, brethren? Hallelujah. Verse 20 says, after supper, he took another cup of wine and said, this cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood, which is poured out as a sacrifice for you. Brethren, the cup you're about to take is a new covenant between God and I, between God and you. The Bible says it's an agreement confirmed. That's a confirmation of agreement, the promises of God in the word of God concerning this over your life. He said, this blood was poured out as a sacrifice for you. I want you to begin to speak life. I want you to begin to speak life. I want you to begin to speak life into this blood. Father, we pray. Indeed, King of glory, it's an agreement, King of glory. Agreement that's already confirmed because you promised to give us life. And you give us peace, Daddy. This is an agreement already has made. And Daddy, we agree with the covenant because you are not a man that you can lie. Daddy, we thank you. We bless your holy name. Let this blood wash us, set us free, deliver us, grant us our desires, grant us access to you. Even as we're entering into the new week for the prayer, let it energize, let it speak on our behalf. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Brethren, shall we partake of the blood? Yes, Father, we thank you that we bless your holy name for the sacrifice. We thank you for the new covenant. Thank you because it's an agreement between God and us. Thank you, Jehovah, we bless your holy name. What a sacrifice. We bow. We salute you, King of glory. We say, be thou exalted. We surrender everything. We only come to say thank you for the blood, for the sacrifice, for the falling. Ah, Dad, we say, may your name alone be glorified. Even in Jesus' precious name, we prayed and agreed. Amen.